for the delay. We're back in session. Sorry about that. The closed captioning system wasn't cooperating the way
we'd like. No, that's really important, and I think especially for the upcoming conversations, really important that everybody gets to be part of the conversation.
Absolutely.
So thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. So I was talking about the Reclaiming My Time dialogues that we put together, one of the projects that we did this past year. And that was designed and facilitated by a team of about five of our volunteer facilitators, all Black and lifelong or long-term Portlanders. We also had that supported by seven staff members and 14 additional volunteer facilitators who helped out with the small group and breakout facilitation. Throughout that session and at the close, participants committed to individual actions that they could then take out in their own communities to disrupt systems of structural racism in their organizations, their schools, their community spaces. As one participant shared with us, I started out on this journey to heal from the death by a thousand paper cuts called microaggressions that tried to silence my voice by suppressing it. This training allowed me to speak my truth in a space that made me feel productive. It made me center my experience as a Black woman unapologetically by reclaiming my time to speak, to challenge the status quo, and to practice self-care. So this year we're really trying to solidly bring our equity work into the mediation cohort. We've added two extra days of training to really focus in on equity and interrupting racism with a training that's already really in-depth, 36 hours of basic mediation training, really wanting to deepen our mediators' understanding of privilege and oppression and how that may or may not impact the mediation situations that they're working with. And ultimately, just really trying to shift our practice so that we're more accessible to Portlanders that have been underserved by our services over time. Just seems really, really important as in this point of time in our community, communities of color are under attack, communities are more divided than ever, really needing to see racial equity analysis and dialogue being integrated into those facilitation and training services. So thank you for your support, your continued support.
Thank you. And again, I apologize for the disruption.
Yeah, no, it's important.
Thank you for being here.